AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In the shadow of the terror attacks in Paris and California, the House has decided to tighten controls on travel to the U.S.
On this vote, the yeas are 407, the nays...
Republicans and Democrats agree on this bill, and the White House supports it. The idea is that anyone who's been in Iraq or Syria in the previous 5 years will have to have a visa to enter the U.S. Right now, millions of visitors come to the United States every year without a visa. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy lays out the challenge put before lawmakers.
You have more than 5,000 individuals that have Western passports in this program that have gone to Iraq or Syria in the last 5 years.
The French have been working to identify all of the Paris terror attackers, just now identifying a third man at the bloody concert hall venue as a French national. All of the attackers identified to this point were French or Belgian. This means so far, the attacks in Paris 3 weeks ago appear to have been a homegrown European plot. Our new poll finds that most Americans think the U.S. takes in too many immigrants from the Middle East. We conducted this survey before Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump called for a ban on Muslims entering the U.S. That idea has been widely panned. And immigration attorney Michael Wild says it's also illegal.
Mr. Trump has a unique talent in getting a conversation started. This has a lot more to do with politics than anything else. It will not hold muster.
Georgia executed convicted killer Brian Terrell last night. He stole money from an elderly man, and rather than repay it as agreed upon, he shot the man and beat him. Terrell insisted he was innocent, refused a final statement, and shook his head at officials as the sentence was carried out. This is AP Radio News. How long do you think you'll live? A child born last year can expect to live to be almost 79, according to new data. AP correspondent Ross Simpson has this report.
That's the same prediction made for the previous 2 years. In most of the years since World War II, life expectancy in the U.S. has inched up thanks largely to medical advances, public health campaigns, and better nutrition and education. The last time it was stuck for 3 years was in the mid-1980s. I'm Ross Simpson.
The Senate is expected to vote today on legislation to rewrite the landmark No Child Left Behind education law of 2002, now widely unpopular and criticized as unworkable and unrealistic. The bill would keep the reading and math exams in grade 3 to 8 and one such test in high school as well. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.